Okay, we'll get started with this next talk. We have, now again, like Jono, I'm rather monolingual and I feel terrible when I can't pronounce people's names properly, so I'm going to slightly bastardize and give them the anglicized version and introduce Bjorn here to talk about the Launchpad Bug Tracker.
Okay, so, as Tim didn't say, my name is Bjorn Telenius, and I'm currently the technical architect of the Launchpad, but since the Bugs team is all sprinting in Alabama at the moment, they asked me to go instead to have this talk, since I used to be the team lead for the Bugs team for quite a while, so I do have quite a lot of knowledge in that area. And first of all, I might cut this talk a bit short, because I had an episode involving the bathroom fall this morning, and I'm still feeling a bit dizzy. So. But anyway, what am I going to talk about today? I'll let you read a bit, since I didn't have time to do all these fancy transitions. But anyway, so I'm not going to talk about the bug tracker part of Launchpad itself. Jono already mentioned that it's a quite good bug tracker, but I'm going to focus on the part that brings Launchpad together with other bug trackers, that makes it possible to cross-collaborate with projects outside of Launchpad that doesn't use Launchpad natively. So I'm not even going to convince you to switch to Launchpad today. You can still use Launchpad for other things other than bug tracking, but if you have a bug tracker already, I'm sure that you have your reasons for using it, and you can still use your own bug tracker while still collaborating with Launchpad, working with Ubuntu, and making actually the user experience for your users that files a bug actually a bit better. And it actually will help you a bit as well, providing you with better information in the bug reports. So I'm going to start off with talking about how a user files a bug today, what steps are actually needed to file a bug in a software that doesn't use Launchpad. And then I'm going to talk about how Launchpad can make this experience a bit nicer and to make it a more unified experience and also to provide more information and bug report from the beginning. And after that, I was planning on talking about how this works underneath the hood, how we plug into the bug tracker upstream, and we'll see if I might still talk about that. And I'm going to finish off with how you can help, how you can get the talk to, if you're an upstream project already, then how you can install the plugin there to enable Launchpad to talk to it. If not, just how to go into Launchpad, look at bugs there, and connect them to bugs in other bug trackers. So, let's say that we have a user that uses a software, for example, Thunderbird, which I'll use as an example later on, and he finds a problem with it. When he clicks on a button, it doesn't do anything. Now he wants to file a bug on it. And then the first thing he has to do is to find the actual bug tracker that Thunderbird uses. And I'm not sure about how it's in Thunderbird, but in most applications, you don't really have a good option for doing it. Some applications do add a menu option for it, so you have a menu option report a bug that you can click on, and you get to a bug tracker directly. But a lot of applications don't have it, and then you have to go to the About box page, to go to a home page, and then if you look at most application home pages, how to file a bug aren't that prominent. You usually have to search quite a while before finding what you need. And I should also mention that some applications actually do that on purpose. They don't want just anyone to file a bug, because if someone files a bug, they want to have an intelligent conversation with them. So if they ask for more information, they don't have the handheld to guide him too much. But I'll talk more about that later, why that isn't needed. But also, when he found the bug tracker, he needs to create an account for the bug tracker, and he needs to learn how that bug tracker works, and so on. And of course, after he filed the bug, usually he doesn't provide all the information at once, so the developer will ask him to provide more information. And if the user doesn't know that much about computers, he might not be able to help the developer. So it's just ending up wasting the developer's time. So, and to continue, if he finds another problem in another application, then it's the whole process all over again, except it's a bit different. Because there will be a different home page, there will be a different bug tracker, he will need another account, he will need to learn how the new bug tracker works. Even if the application uses the same bug tracker, for example, Bugzilla, there's still differences between how they use it. So, how can Launchpad make this process all much better? Well, to start off, I'm assuming that the is packaged in Ubuntu, and in that case, then if it's a GNOME application, we will automatically add a menu option in the application that will point to Launchpad. So if a user finds a problem, all he has to do is to go to help and then click on report the bug. And then it will automatically attach the information that the developer might need. And the most important part is that it's unified for all applications. No matter what application, if it's packaged in Ubuntu, you still file a bug in Launchpad. It's the same interface the user is used to it if he reports multiple bugs. And yeah. And we still need to learn Launchpad and have an account for it, but still it's something that he has to do once. Once he did it one time, then he will be familiar with the process and will be much easier. And the idea here is that Launchpad will actually go to the external bug tracker that application is actually using and talk to that to make the communication between the user and developer possible. So just to an example of how it can look like. This is Mozilla Thunderbird in Ubuntu, which has the menu option in the help menu. You can just click on report the bug. And when he does that, then we have basically a bug reporting application on the client side that will fire up, and it will collect information about the system for the user. So it will collect which version of the application is using, which version of the libraries that the application depend on are installed, and all things like that. It's also possible if there's some application that needs some more debug information than usual things, then it has support for hooks. So, for example, Thunderbird could hook into that and attach even more information that the developers need to be able to debug what's actually wrong here and how to fix it. And this specific bug reporting tool is written in Python. So at the moment, so it's only Python hooks that you can use to hook into it. And then after the bug reporting tool has fired up, collected the information, then it will upload it to Launchpad. It will do that before it opens. This is a web page that the bug reporting tool will open up after it's uploaded. So at this point, then Launchpad already knows what was wrong, or it has all the information. And so when the user files the bug here, it will automatically be attached to the bug. And the advantages of sending the user to the web interface instead of having everything in the bug reporting tool is that this will be familiar. So this is pretty much the only way a user can file a bug. So it will have all the features like searching for duplicates and so on. And I should also mention that if the user doesn't have an account, then he will still send to this page, but he will be asked to create an account first. And after he finished creating an account, which requires validating the email, then he will be sent to this same page with all the information still intact. And after he filed the bug, he will come to a page like this. And this is not a new bug. It's a bug that has gone through a lot of triaging and is quite far along the process. Because usually, when the user files a bug the first time, then it will have, you see that there are an effects table. It affects both Mozilla Thunderbird and Thunderbird Ubuntu. And when it files it, it will first only have the Thunderbird Ubuntu line, which means that he reported the bug in Ubuntu only. So since it was using Ubuntu, then we put all the bugs there, but still say that it's on Thunderbird. And the reason for this is because Ubuntu does a few customizations to application, we don't really know if it's really a Thunderbird bug or if it's maybe a packaging problem in Ubuntu. So we place all the bugs in Ubuntu and then triage them to say whether it's really in Thunderbird or if it's a packaging bug. So in this case, it was actually a bug in Thunderbird. And what happens then is that we create another row to say that it's really in Mozilla Thunderbird. And then all the other fields will be unknown at that point. So when we first say that, we might not actually link to a bug in the Mozilla Bugs bug tracker at once. Because sometimes you don't have time to, you don't want to blindly file a bug in the upstream bug tracker, because you have to make sure that you don't want to file a new bug at once, because there might already be an existing bug that you want to use instead. So there's a possibility to simply say that this bug is in Mozilla Thunderbird, but we don't know which bug it is in Mozilla's bug tracker. And then later, if you look at the assigned to column, you might not see, but it says Mozilla bugs number 532693. So then someone has gone, looked at the Mozilla bugs bug tracker, found a bug, or maybe filed a new one, and then told Launchpad that this bug that was reported in Launchpad is really that bug over there in the Mozilla bugs bug tracker. And when that happens, then Launchpad will automatically go to the bug tracker and look at the status. And now we can see that it's fixed released. So it means that the issue was actually fixed. So, but another thing that it also does is that it pulls in all the comments from the remote bug there. So if someone else asks something, people in Launchpad will see it. As we can see here is an example of someone actually adding a comment in Mozilla's Bugzilla bug tracker, asking for more information, asking for a mail file to be attached so that they can produce a test case. So what we did here was that Launchpad actually went to the bug, pulled in the comment, and then show it on the bug page in Launchpad. And you also see that there is a reply on Mozilla Bugzilla link here, which means that from within Launchpad, you can actually reply to this question and have it sent automatically to the upstream for the developers to see. And we can see here, just as an example, someone in Launchpad actually saw that comment and attached the file that was needed. So I think that's quite a cool example of this actually working. And so at the moment, everything, all that we sync with the upstream bug trackers are status and comments. And that's quite good at the moment. What we would like to do in the future is to have automatic syncing of bugs as well, so that if someone says that this bug is, if someone reports a bug in Ubuntu, and then it turns out that it's an issue in upstream, then I can automatically forward the bug with one click and have it filed on the remote bug tracker. This is actually not that hard to do. We have all the infrastructure that is needed, but there are some problems with doing this, and it's mostly in social aspects. Some upstreams simply don't want us to do it because they already get many bugs, so they don't want any more from us. They don't want us to make it easy for people to file bugs, which is understandable. And there are also some projects don't want any bugs at all from us. Some projects, they want the bugs if they have already been looked at. So we know that it's an upstream issue. We know it's the bug report is of a quite high quality. Then they think it's okay. And then we have some projects, especially smaller ones, that they're okay with getting everything. We can, if someone files it in Ubuntu, they're okay with looking at it and dealing with it. So that's why it's quite hard to solve this problem, because we need to cater for all these three use cases. And if we screw up and send too much information, then the other bug tracker won't be happy and will simply turn us off. So, what time is it? Okay. So, let's take a look a bit about how it works. How we actually talk to the bug trackers. So, at the moment, the bug trackers that are out there, they usually don't have a good API for us to talk to. So what we've done is we created plugins for Track and Bugzilla and added an API so that we can get more information about bugs than is currently possible. It makes it possible for us to get all the comments. It makes it possible for us to add comments and a bunch of stuff like that. A plugin is basically something that adds a protocol for us to talk to. It can be any protocol, really. What we added so far is XML RPC, mainly because we already had code for it, so it was easiest. And Bugzilla already has an XML RPC interface, so we simply extended it. But if it's another bug tracker, like Roundup, then it's anything is possible, because we still have to write the integration code on the Launchpad side to make it work. But I would encourage anyone that is interesting to please try to write a new plugin, because we are always interested in getting more support for more bug trackers out there. So what the plugin basically has to do is to authenticate with Launchpad. so that the bug tracker knows that it's launched by it is talking to. I'm going to talk more about how that works later. But then after that, what happens is it's basically a hello, how we check that the bug tracker has that API. So we ask the bug tracker what time it is. And we do it both to check that the bug tracker has the plugin installed, but also to make sure that the bug tracker actually knows what the current time is, because we do trust the time that they're given when the bugs and comments are added. So if this is too way off what we have, then we simply won't talk to them until they fixed it, so that we don't create bad data. And then, of course, the most important part is to provide information about given bug IDs, so that if we're watching a certain bugs in that bug tracker in Launchpad, then we're going to ask that bug tracker, give me all the information about bug 2, 3, and 5. And then the bug tracker should reply to us and give us at least the status and the comments. But usually, the more information, the better. And then we also need methods to pushing a comment to add a new comment to a bug, and also get the comments from a bug. And then there are some optional methods that are quite good to have. There are some just to add some more information so that we can add a pointer to the launchpad bug in the remote bug, but also some bugs that improve performance, like give me all the bugs that have changed since a certain time, so that we don't have to ask for information about bugs that haven't changed at all. And there are also some methods like adding a new bug that we're currently not implementing, but we plan to in some future. Okay, so I said that the plugin needs to authenticate, or actually that the launchpad needs to authenticate with the plugin. Since at the moment, then when we do something with the bug, it's said that Launchpad does it. And we don't really want to add an account in every bug tracker, since that's just too much work and too much data to keep track of. So what we do is that when we talk to the bug tracker for the first time, we tell them that we want to authenticate. And then we give them a token, which the plugin can go to this URL, launchpad.net/tokens/, and the token ID that we gave them. And if that's valid, then they know that they're talking to Launchpad. So then they will give us a cookie, like sometimes cookie, like a HTTP cookie, that we can use and pass around whenever we make a call, like adding a bug or adding a comment. Then we pass that cookie so that the plugin knows that it's actually Launchpad that adds the comment. Because when we add the comment, it will, in the remote bug tracker, it will look like Launchpad added it, and then we will add some text in the comment to say that it was Launchpad from this user, and so on. So lastly, what can you do to help this process? Exactly, this process doesn't only help Ubuntu. It helps Ubuntu a lot, because it makes them easier to handle all the bugs that they're getting. But it also makes, if you have an upstream project or are involved in the upstream project, then by helping, you actually improve both the experience of the user. Because the thing is that if it's hard to file a bug, then there are many users that won't file bugs at all. So there will be a lot of problems that you never hear about, but still people are facing these problems, and simply that can make people stop using the software. So it's actually by helping, you actually improve the experience of your users. And you also improve the experience of the developers that develop the software, especially those that have to read the bug reports. Since by enabling bug reports through Launchpad, you get this added information I was talking about that bug reporting tool that fired up when you file a bug, that collects all the debug information that you need, collects all the information about the system, so that you know exactly which version the user is using, and you can also get any other information that you choose to add. So what you can do is, first of all, write plugins. I said that we currently support the Track and Bugzilla, but there are a lot of other bug trackers out there. So if you could write a plugin that we can use, that would be great. And another thing is to just talk to upstream projects to get them to install the plugin. Because a lot of projects don't know the benefits of doing this, so they choose to not install it because it's of no value of them. So one thing that you can do is to talk to projects that you care about, projects that you use, or projects that you develop in, and get them to install the plugin so that Launchpad is able to talk to them. And another important thing is if you're simply interested in a project or as a developer of a project, then you can subscribe to bugs in Launchpad. Because as I mentioned, we still need a middleman that connects the bugs that are filed in Launchpad to bugs in other bug trackers, which means that you can actually choose to subscribe on two levels. One level is to subscribe to all bugs that get filed in Ubuntu for that project. So all the bugs that are filed for Thunderbird in Ubuntu. And then you can look at those bugs and decide which are upstream bugs and should be sent to the upstream bug trackers, and which are actually packaging bugs and shouldn't. But if you find that that's too much information, then another option is to only subscribe to bugs that are clear and marked that this is an upstream issue. Someone else has already looked at the bug when it was filed in Ubuntu and decided that it's not a packaging issue. Upstream Thunderbird needs to look at it. So then you have a much higher quality of bug reports. So the only thing you need to do there is to look at those bugs, look at the remote bug tracker to see if that bug has already been filed. If so, link it. If not, file a new bug and link it again. And that's pretty much it. So any questions?
Is it on though? Yeah. How do you stop bug spam from a remote bug tracker from getting into Launchpad all the time?
What we do so far is that we can disable. We haven't had this problem so far, but what we can do is to disable syncing to that bug tracker. So if either they are sending us or we are sending them, which is actually worse, then we can simply disable it. We had some problems, not with bug spam, but we were talking a bit too much to the GNOME Bugzilla, so that's currently disabled at the moment, but we're working on making it enabled again.
So what do you do for identities across bug trackers? Is it required, say, if Launchpad is syncing with another issue tracker, that issue tracker has the ability to create random accounts that match Launchpad users, or vice versa?
No. So far, we use only one additional account on the bug tracker. So we have one account for Launchpad. So everything we do, Launchpad does, we do as that user. And then if someone adds a comment in Launchpad, in the other bug tracker, it looks like Launchpad added it, but then we add a text to say that foobar said this in this bug, and what he said.